Doors. All
right, yeah, that would be a tie. The Robo, is that familiar to you?
Well, I know there are rowboats, but I've heard the term used, but whether you use them extensively, I don't know. I'm not a fisherman, and I don't know. That's the reason I was saying I don't know what kinds of boats they are, because I see them, but you know, as far as being a kind, I'm not familiar with those kinds of things.
Okay, fine. All right, talk about clothing now. If a woman is going to make a dress, she might go to town, buy the material, and take with her a little square piece of cloth, you know, so that she could match her color and material. What would you call that? The little square piece that she would take with her.
A piece of material?
Okay, anything besides that? Or the same word, in the mail occasionally you get a free what to the product?
Sample.
Yeah. Would you use that word?
Yes, a sample material. Yes, that's right.
Alright, this adjective, if a woman's looking in a window at a dress, she might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty.
Okay, the comparative, she might say, well, this is pretty, but this one's even
prettier.
Okay. Superlative, this is the
prettiest.
Okay. And something that you might wear around your waist when you're working in the kitchen, that would be
apron.
And this thing right here, you would call it a
pen.
And the dime, you say it's worth how much in terms of cents?
10.
No phrase.
10 cents.
Okay. And you might keep a baby's diaper together with a what?
Safety pin.
Alright, again, talking about clothing, a man's three-piece suit would consist of what?
Trousers, vest, jacket.
Okay, any
other? Or you may say pants, vest, and coat.
Okay, fine. The word bring, delivery boy.
Word what?
Bring.
Bring.
Right. The delivery boy may come up and say, well, I you a package.
I brought.
I have.
I brought you a package.
Please be that.
Please give it to me.
Same word, please be that. Brought, please.
The paperwork, you brought the package. Please give it to me, or please what?
I'm just trying to get the principle.
Pronunciation?
Yeah.
Of what? Of what verb?
Well, the infinitive.
The infinitive.
Right, you give it me the two. Yes, just brought. But he's going to.
Green.
Sure.
Green, yes.
Yeah, that gets wrong.
Right.
All right, this verb, I might say, well, that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it perfectly.
Well, I see it won't fit me this year, but it fits. But usually, you want proper word for it, or you want
whatever
this,
you use.
Whatever I use. Okay. Give me, this coat won't fit me now, but it did fit me well last year.
Okay.
Or if somebody will say, it fitted me well.
Right.
It fitted me well.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know which one you use more frequently, fit or fitted in the past? Last year,
to your frank, I might would say that it would say fitted properly.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And this phrase, if your clothes are worn out, so the clothes that you go to church in, you might say, I need to go to town to buy myself a
suit.
Okay. Say that one more time.
I need to go to town to buy me a new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you know, like this, you say your pockets
bulging.
And if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to do what?
Shrink.
Okay, you put it in the hot water and it did what?
It's shrunk.
Everyone you've done like that has
shrunk.
Yes. This expression, if a girl is going out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, what would you say she's doing?
Shrinking.
Okay.